Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are ready to announce the sixth nominee for Pulse of the People.
Dun, 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 dun.
Will it be Craig?
Dun, 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 dun,
are you going to get that nomination? I can tell you who deserves it.
Who deserves it?
John Daly deserves it. John Daly was 2 over par yesterday, and during his round of golf, he smoked 21 cigarettes, drank 12 Diet Cokes, had 6 packs of peanut M&Ms, and 0 water.
What a world-class sport
and
that golf is.
After the first round of the PGA, he went to a casino and played slots for a couple hours. What? All right, here we go. The sixth nominee for this year's Pulse of the People goes to... Oh, wow.
Who?
Oh,
who?
Wow.
Who do we got?
Wow.
Who is it?
The commissioner.
Of what?
Of Major League Baseball.
Are you effing kidding me?
Rob Manfred.
Nah, that's a joke.
Wow.
That's a joke. Read it again.
How about that?
No, who is it?
Not Rob Manfred.
Was it Adam Silver, maybe?
Rob Manfred.
Was it Gary Bettman? Maybe it was Gary Bettman.
Rob Manfred got it.
Rob Manfred?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a pitch stain. What an absolute pitch stain by this committee on this award. This guy closed down the sport. Has created some of the dumbest rules in the history of the sport, and he gets nominated
He's
for Pulse of the People?
That's right.
What's the, isn't the whole thing a big thumb? That's what the Pulse of the People hand out.
Say
you know
again.
What I want to give the Pulse of the People instead of a thumb?
Wow.
One finger. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, now normally when they announce the nominees, there's a little write-up
about
why or how the person got nominated.
How the hell was this guy nominated?
I guess it also means the leak I heard was wrong about Susan Waltman. Although, I guess next week, maybe. Who knows?
What did they say about this?
Hold on. Let me see if I
have You can't be for
release.
This.
I think I have the press release.
Rob Manfred?
Yeah, Rob Manfred.
My mortal enemy is a finalist for the Pulse of the People?
That's right. That's right.
Based on what?
Let me find it. Hold on a second. Let me find it.
This is a disgrace.
Well, it's not a disgrace,
I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed.
I'm freaking embarrassed.
Wow, you're embarrassed.
I am.
Here we go. Mr. Manfred saved baseball for the free world.
He saved baseball!
Yeah. Hold on. Did away with 7-inning doubleheaders and brought the DH to the National League.
Okay. Hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment on the DH because I'm unpopular with that.
Yeah, I'm saying.
He's the one that instituted the 7-inning doubleheader. Now he gets credit for saving
it? Yeah, he saved baseball from it. That's what it says.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just telling you what
that's
it says.
That's like starting a fire and then saying, hey, guess what? I saved you from a fire. You started the fire!
I'm just telling you what it says, man.
What a disgrace.
I have nothing to do with this.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm just telling you what it said.
You have nothing to do with this?
Nope. Nope.
You've been kissing this commissioner's ass for years.
I like the commissioner.
And there's rumors that you know the committee well. Why would you do this? As a joke?
I have nothing to do with the nominees.
You're trying to push my buttons here?
That's
Rob Manfred?
Rob Manfred, Pulse of the People nominee.
I apologize to Joe Douglas for even criticizing that nomination.
Congratulations.
Joe Douglas deserves it all 50 times more than this guy.
Matter of fact, it's out there now. The Rob Manfred saved baseball for the free world, did away with 7-inning doubleheaders. He answered the prayer of baseball fans and brought the DH to the National League.
Oh, my.
Congratulations, Rob Manfred.
Oh, my.
So there
God,
you go.
What a disgrace.
Listen, there are so far 6 nominees, all of them worthy.
How could
all
this,
of them worthy.
How could this happen? How could this happen?
So, you think he beats Kyrie, though? That's a tough one.
Oh, my God. Kyrie better not lose to this guy. Stu Fighter better not lose to this guy.
Well,
even my former enemy, Boomer Esiason, who I saw the other day, we had a very pleasant hello to each other.
Is that right?
And
he doesn't like you, though.
Now he's trying to become a shock jock. This morning he's promoting Bartolo Colon coming back to the Mets. What are we doing here?
Shock Jock.
What are we doing, Shock Jock? Though I did see a video of Bartolo working out.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to come back.
Maybe he just wants more athletes to look like him.
Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
Craig, you can't be okay with this.
Why would I not be okay with it? He saved baseball.
He saved baseball?
I would have waited until Memorial Day to start baseball. He saved it.
He saved it?
Yeah.
And he got rid of those stupid seven-inning doubleheaders.
He created...
Good job.
He created the seven-inning doubleheader.
I think I'm having lunch with Rob on Monday, by the way. Oh. I'll congratulate him on your behalf for being nominated as Pulse of the People. There you go.
How the hell could you do this?
Have you seen the reaction on Twitter?
I have not.
It's not positive. But I have nothing to do with it. I just announced it because they asked me to.
I'm just saying that people are pissed off about Rob Manfred.
In fact, I'm going to tweet something right now.
Yeah, go ahead. You treat him you
this
want.
This
is a disgrace.
A joke and disgrace to the once.
Yeah.
Once prominent, once exclusive. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Once prestigious.
Prestigious.
Once prestigious Pulse of the People Award. Wow, I'm so angry. I've got spelling mistakes. I need to fix it.
You fix your mistakes. That's why Elon Musk put an edit button into Twitter. Fix your
mistakes. This is a joke and a disgrace to the once prestigious Pulse of the People Award.
Okay.
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Okay.
I won't be able to
sleep. Rob Manfred joins the likes tonight. Of Joe Douglas, Boomer Esiason, Kyrie Irving. Who else was it?
Stu Finer. Steve Cohen.
And Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
That is a select and very small fraternity of Pulse of the People nominees. Four to go. Four to go next Friday, Evan.
I may put the Pulse of the People on the blame poll later today. I'm thinking about it.
Four to go. There you go. Yes. Apparently not a very popular choice.
No! Can you find me one person that would agree with this?
That would say, oh, this is a good one.
You.
You're the guy.
My hand's up. All good. Yes, all good. I think if you got to know Rob, you'd have a different feeling.
He may be the nicest guy in the world.
He might be the nicest guy in the world.
He's not the Pulse of the People Award winner.
Yeah, well, he is. Well, he's a nominee. He hasn't won yet.
Pete Hoffman's a really nice guy. He's not going to win the Pulse of the People Award.
No, he's got no chance at it.
But he's a great guy.
Yeah, he told those guys to talk about launch angle the other day. He has no chance of winning a Pulse of the People nominee.
What happened?
Nothing. Inside radio, man.
Okay.
On his show sheet, he gave to Tiki and Tierney. He said, do an hour on launch angle.
Why are you looking at their show sheet?
Well, because it was left on my desk, so I read it. Hammer the calls, launch angle. Hammer the calls, launch angle. Anyway, Frank is in New Haven, Connecticut. Frank, how are you?
Craigie, what's going on?
All good.
Hey. One of the best movies of that era, definitely one of the best ones in Edward Norton's career.
Yes.
And I love Fight Club. I love Fight Club. But Primal Fear was an unbelievable movie.
Primal Fear is the top 100 movie of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How about when he turns into his alter ego there with Richard Gere in the interrogation room and puts him up against the wall? You know, one of the best acting performances.
Yeah, it was. It really it made Ed Norton a star is what that movie did because none of us knew who he really was. Yeah.
It did, absolutely. And Laura Linney, when he grabs her.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing. Yeah. So I'm glad somebody got my reference. It's nice to know that I say things that are heard. And thank you, Frank. Appreciate it very much.
I think it's a great 26-year-old movie reference.
We looked it up.
Yeah. I want to see how many years it was.
By the way, it's a thinking man's movie, which is why I understand how you guys never saw it.
Well, I did see it. Of course I've seen it.
How did you not have seen it?
The character's name is Martin Vale, though. I have no idea.
Because there's little things you remember from movies.
I didn't remember that.
That's all.
And usually you remember, like, everything from movies, Greg. Yeah. I'm surprised.
No, I mean, I remember the ending, which was a good twist ending.
Yeah. You can't give it away now, even though the movie's a quarter century
old. Don't give it away.
Maybe you haven't watched it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I got free night now.
Watch the other guys first.
Well, I mean, first you have to survive the Bronx tonight.
I'll survive the Bronx.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
It's not a game night, Evan. Whole different crews on the streets tonight.
By the way,
whole different crew. Ain't nobody selling bottles of water tonight.
I almost thought I didn't survive the Bronx, so I parked my car in the Bronx.
Yeah.
As I'm walking, I see a better spot.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I got time. Let me go run back to my car and see if in time I can get the new spot. I run back to my car. It's not there. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Was my car
they
jacked
boosted it that
within
quick?
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Took me 10 minutes of circling before I found my car. I just spaced out and forgot where I parked it. But I thought it was stolen.
Did you move
within
it?
Within 5 minutes, I did. And then the spot
and the
was
other
gone.
Spot was, no way.
And
that spot
that's why right. I parked illegally.
Got it. Got it. You just should have left it alone.
I should have left it alone.
Always
Craig.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
877-337-6666. A lot of people are asking about the banning last year, where Boomer Esiason was banned from the Pulse of the People, apparently, because he and Gio ruined that couple's wedding out of Long Island, if you remember correctly. And the reason Boomer became re-eligible was that he showed up at a Jerry Recco cornhole event without an announcement. He also cut his appearance fee in half and only demanded toll money to return to Long Island.
Is that true?
So the fact that he showed up at a cornhole event and took less money than he normally takes for appearances, he was taken off the banned list.
So, wow. Good for him, then.
Because it's a fair question. He was banned from all future nominations. But showing that he did care about the people, he got himself off that
banned
list.
He is a better Pulse of the People winner than Rob Manfred, I can tell you that.
I'll just tell you the truth. Boomer's got no chance of winning.
No, he shouldn't win, but neither should Rob Manfred.
Well, who said he's going to win? It's a vote of the people.
All I know is he's a nominee.
But, Evan, just you know this works.
Yeah, I know how it works.
On Friday, we give you the final four nominees. Then you have all 10 nominees. And then voting starts immediately. And it's a fan vote that determines the winner.
He's gotten to a part of the competition that makes me nervous. It's like when there's a, well, he's only the Democrat or Republican nominee. If you're that close to the presidency, you could win.
That's true.
Well, Rob Manfred is that close to the presidency of winning the Pulse of the People.
He's only going to be 9 other people.
And I don't feel very comfortable about it, personally.
And don't forget, after the reveal next Friday, every Friday after that, up until June 30th, which is the day of the first ever awards ceremony and comedy show at Gotham Comedy Club. Tickets are going to go on sale next week, by the way. That's when the winner will be announced live on stage at Gotham Comedy. That's going to be a good night.
Now I'm nervous.
That's going to be a fun night.
Now I'm nervous.
Could you imagine
because now I have
Rob Manfred, Kyrie Irving, you know, other finalists are in the building for that?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Good. I'd like to have a chat with Mr. Manfred.
Yeah. So by June 30th, we'll be down to, I guess, 4 or 5 finalists. And then the actual live award ceremony takes place at Gotham
every
Comedy.
Every Friday.
As part of a charity comedy event.
Every Friday is going to be an event. I'm going to be sitting here rooting for that man to be eliminated the way I root against the Knicks.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like that.
He is a nominee now. He is a nominee now. I don't have an official comment from him. But he is a nominee now, so very exciting. I mean, good for him, right?
No.
Good for him?
No.
Not good for him?
No.
Like, you know.
It's a joke of a nominee.
Yeah,
doesn't deserve it.
So, like, when an actor gets nominated for an Oscar and you disagree with the nomination, don't you at least show some class and say, hey, I wouldn't vote for you.
No.
But congratulations on the honor.
Not when it's this ridiculous.
You think this is egregious?
I think this is egregious.
Egregious.
I think it's egregious.
Uncalled for, egregious.
I think it's embarrassing.
Okay.
Well, better check to see if they have a pulse. The committee screwed up. Good job, Penis Butter. I agree with you.
Penis Butter?
Yep.
I like that name.
He can't win. No way he can win. I agree with you, Camden.
Well, I mean, it's two people on Twitter. They certainly don't represent the masses.
There's a lot of people who don't believe this is a real award. I don't know what they're talking about.
The award's been around for 15 years. What do you mean it's not? It's older than the local Emmys. What do you mean it's not a real award?
Peter Grana, this is a shark-jumping moment for the Pulse of the People.
Mm. Oh, Kyrie Irving being nominated wasn't, but Rob Manfred was.
You know what?
Okay.
I can make a better argument for Kyrie Irving, who stood up for the voiceless during the mandate debate.
Yes.
More so than this guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, like I said, we have nothing to do with it.
Joey Gallo deserves a nomination more than Rob Manfred. I agree with you, Frank. You're right on.
Just so you guys know how this works, the Pulse of the People has an advertising deal with this radio station. So they use the radio station as a vehicle to make their announcements. It has nothing to do with me nor Evan. We are merely handed a piece of paper and we announce it.
By the way,
that's it.
Foil hot dog liners is spot on. This is a travesty. This is the worst thing to happen to a sacred institution since Harold Baines was put into the Hall of Fame. Rob Manfred is the Harold Baines of the Pulse of the People.
Okay.
With all due respect to Mr. Baines, right on, foil dog, hot dog liner.
And when you guys go visit the Hall of Fame, guess whose bust is in there? Harold Baines. He's a Hall of Famer. And if Rob Manfred should win, and who the hell knows if he will, it's up to the people's vote. He can go to bed at night, rest easy, as a Pulse of the People champion. Now, here's the best part of this. The people vote for the winner. So if you think he's a lousy candidate, don't vote for him. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm going to campaign against him.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
If he wins, I'm making you introduce it.
Can you imagine that? Okay?
How about
that?
Oh,
my God.
If he wins the award, you're introducing
him. Would I have to do it in a classy way? Well, or can I introduce him, if you will?
The man who made us play 162 games, Rob Manfred. That's all you have to say. He got you full season.
He gave us a full season of baseball.
Sonny, are you repeating this garbage?
That's right. He respects the commissioner, as he's been taught to.
Because your godfather, Godfather Manfred, told you that? Uncle Rob, is that what you call him at home, Sonny?
It was the off-season anyways.
By the way, is he coming over for barbecue this weekend or no? It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow for a barbecue.
Can we play cornhole?
We can play cornhole, sure. Whatever you want to do. Just happy to have you home. 877-337-6666. A very contentious Pulse of the People announcement. Very contentious. Mm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.